The Catholic worker movement in the U.S., founded by Dorothy Day and Peter Morin in 1933, believes in responding to the material and spiritual needs of the poor by offering food, shelter, and prayer, but also by confronting the structural, economic, and political injustices in America that make poverty and violence possible. There are more than 200 Catholic worker communities that provide social services in cities across the U.S. Luz and Mark Colville founded the New Haven, Connecticut Amistad Catholic Worker House in 1994, in one of the city's poorest and most dangerous neighborhoods. There they raised 4 children, the youngest of whom is now 11. Over the years, the couple got to know their neighbors and took part in local and regional protests against war, homelessness, police violence, among other issues. Mark, who's been arrested many times in civil disobedience actions, was among the hundreds arrested during peaceful protests at the 2004 Republican National Convention in New York City. Police conduct there was so egregious that those arrested won a civil settlement 10 years later. With the $14,000 won in the lawsuit, the Colvilles decided to throw a big party at New Haven's Premier Park to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Amistad Catholic Worker House founding. Hundreds of people from the local community attended the afternoon beach party and an evening dinner dance. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with both Luz and Mark Colville and asked them to share a bit of history of their social activism and priorities.
Even though we have a roof that's starting to leak and needs to be replaced, we felt that for various reasons that it was important that we seize this moment to celebrate. Celebrate victories, celebrate the movement, celebrate the struggle that all of us are involved in. And so we decided that we'd use a good chunk of this money to throw a party for the 20th anniversary of the Amistad Catholic Worker. And so that's what we did.
One thing I remember as a reporter, you lived, especially years ago, lived in a pretty dangerous neighborhood. And right next door, there were people dealing drugs. And I remember you put up a sign that said, please get help and, you know, don't sell drugs. And right around that time, you got a bullet through one of your rooms, which happened to be the room where your infant son was sleeping. Then you organized this big march that went around the neighborhood in the evening and, you know, just made the point that you weren't going to tolerate that, that it wasn't good for the neighborhood, wasn't good for you. So that was one of my highlights. And then the drug dealing next door ceased, is that right?
Oh, yes. So it was Echo Elm City Congregations organized, and all their dues-paying members and lay organizations got their people out there, and we had a candlelight vigil in our neighborhood calling out the drug dealers, saying that we will not stand for this violence in our neighborhood. The drug dealers were out there, present, and they were all laughing at the beginning because it was only a couple of candles trickling in. And then all of a sudden you see this flood of candles coming through, hundreds coming through the corner of Morris Street. And it was just amazing. And Mark called out the drug dealers by name, saying that this will not happen in this neighborhood. We have kids that we're raising, other neighbors are raising their kids, and it's time for it to stop. And pretty much people took notice that now it's no longer hidden in the darkness, and everyone started to feel confident that this is my neighborhood. And that's what it was all about. It's about empowering our neighbors to be able to say, I have a right to be safe. So we weren't, you know, instigating a problem here. We were just trying to help people see that everyone has a right to live in their own neighborhood as safe as possible.
So my understanding of how the Catholic Worker operates is that, you know, there's sort of two tracks. One is meeting people's everyday needs by providing food and clothing and other things that, you know, people can come and get once a week, basically. And the food is every day or Monday through Friday. But then there's also kind of the speaking truth to power. And I know that Mark has been arrested so many times we can't even, you probably can't keep track. But just talk about that a little bit, Mark, some of the things you've done over the years. And you've served some serious jail time as part of that.
Well, first of all, we have an open door for meals, okay? And that's where everything starts. Everything that we get involved in, both individually and as a community, it all starts at the table, you know, what we call a common table. And everybody's invited to come and break bread together. And we use that moment, we use those meals as a way of, first of all, of people getting to know each other. And then secondly, people learning how to share their burdens with each other and to carry, you know, to carry the other person's burdens. And so when we get involved in social issues, it all is an outgrowth of the relationships that are nurtured in the breaking of bread. Okay? So, you know, when we in the Catholic worker movement, there's a very rich history and tradition of anti-war action, nonviolent action against war and the various other forms of violence against the poor. And so small groups of us have often been involved in acts of resistance against violence and injustice and poverty and the impoverishment of people. You know, as a somebody trying to be a Christian, I feel a strong imperative to really look at the law and how the law justifies immorality and crimes against humanity, and then to stand on the other side of that law. And so we've been involved in various kinds of movements over the years at the Amistad House, from the Plowshares movement to the anti-torture movement, and of course resisting all of the numerous invasions that our country has been involved in, our military has been involved in since 1994 when we first organized.
So just going forward for the next 20 years, Luce, what do you see as kind of your job, or what's your vision of the Catholic work of the Amistad in the Hill neighborhood in the city of New Haven?
I think what's really great about the Amistad Catholic Worker is that we sort of move with the flow and sort of respond to people in crisis. So there is no hidden agenda. There is no planned agenda. We sort of have to just move forward and live day to day. I'm not home all the time. I do work outside of the household to supplement the income of our community to make sure the bills are paid in order for our house to stay open for people to come in to have their needs met. But I'm there for the long haul.
That was Luz and Mark Colville, founders of New Haven's Amistad Catholic Worker House. Learn more about the Catholic Worker movement in the U.S. and New Haven by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.